अमलकी एकादशी, ग्लोरीज ऑफ अमलकी एकादशी। किंग मानधाता वन सेड टू वशिष्ठ मुनि, ओ ग्रेट सेज, काइंडली बी मर्सीफुल टू मी एंड टेल मी ऑफ अ होली फास्ट दैट विल बेनिफिट मी इटर्नली। वशिष्ठ मुनि रिप्लाइड, ओ किंग, काइंडली लिसन एज आई डिस्क्राइब द बेस्ट ऑफ ऑल फास्ट डेज, अमलकी एकादशी। He who faithfully observes a fast on this Ekadashi obtains enormous wealth, gets free of the effects of all kind of sins, and attains liberation. Fasting on this Ekadashi is more purifying than donating 1,000 cows in charity to a pure Brahman. So please hear me attentively as I tell you the story of a hunter who, though daily engaged in killing innocent animals for his living, achieved liberation by observing a fast on Amalki Ekadashi, following the prescribed rules and regulations of worship. The Kingdom of Vaidisha. There was once a kingdom named Vaidisha, where all the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras were equally endowed with Vedic knowledge, great bodily strength, and fine intelligence. O lion among kings, the whole kingdom was full of Vedic sounds. Not a single person was atheistic, and no one sinned. The ruler of this kingdom was King Pasha Binduka, a member of the dynasty of Soma, the moon. He was also known as Chitraratha, and was very religious and truthful. It is said that King Chitrarath had the strength of 10,000 elephants, and that he was very wealthy and knew the 6 branches of Vedic wisdom perfectly. During the reign of Maharaj Chitrarath, not a single person in his kingdom attempted to practice another's dharma or duty. So perfectly engaged in their own dharmas were all the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. Neither miser nor pauper was to be seen throughout the land. Never was there ever a drought or flood. Indeed, the kingdom was free of disease, and everyone enjoyed good health. The people rendered loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, as did the king, who also rendered special service to Lord Shiva. Moreover, twice a month, everyone fasted on Ekadashi. In this way, O best of kings, the citizen of Vaidisha lived many long years in great happiness and prosperity, giving up all varieties of materialistic religion. They completely dedicated themselves to the loving service of the Supreme Lord Hari. Observing Amalki Ekadashi. Once, in the month of Falgun, February, March, the holy fast of Amalki Ekadashi arrived, conjoined with Dwadashi. King Chitrarath realized that this particular fast would bestow especially great benefit, and thus he and all the citizens of Vaidisha observed this sacred Ekadashi very strictly, carefully following all the rules and regulations. After bathing in the river, the king and all his subjects went to the temple of Lord Vishnu, where an Amalki tree grew. First, the king and his leading sages offered the tree a pot filled with water, as well as a fine canopy, shoes, gold, diamonds, rubies, pearls, sapphires, and aromatic incense. Then they worshipped Lord Parshuram with these prayers. O Lord Parshuram, O son of Renuka, O all-pleasing one, O liberator of the worlds, kindly come beneath this holy Amalki tree and accept our humble obeisances. Then they prayed to the Amalki tree. O Amalki, O offspring of Lord Brahma, You can destroy all kind of sinful reactions. Please accept our respectful obeisances and these humble gifts. O Amalaki, you are actually the form of Brahman, and you were once worshipped by Lord Ramchandra himself. Whoever circumambulates you is therefore immediately get freed of all his sins. After offering these excellent prayers, King Chitraratha and his subjects remained awake throughout the night, praying and worshipping according to the regulations governing a sacred Ekadashi fast. It was during this auspicious time of fasting and prayer that a very irreligious man approached the assembly. A man who maintained himself and his family by killing animals. Burdened with both fatigue and sin, the hunter saw the king and the citizens of Vaidisha observing Amalaki Ekadashi by performing an overnight vigil, fasting and worshipping Lord Vishnu in the beautiful forest setting, which was brilliantly illuminated by many lamps. The hunter hid nearby, wondering what this extraordinary sight before him was. The fortunate hunter. What is going on here? He thought. What he saw in that lovely forest beneath the holy Amalaki tree was the deity of Lord Damodara being worshipped upon the asan of a water pot, and he heard the devotees singing sacred songs describing Lord Krishna's transcendental forms and pastimes. Despite himself, that staunchly irreligious killer of innocent birds and animals spent the entire night in great amazement as he watched the Ekadashi celebrations and listened to the glorification of the Lord. Soon after sunrise, the king and his royal retinue, including the court sages and all the citizens, completed their observance of Ekadashi and returned to the city of Vaidisha. The hunter returned to his hut and happily ate his meal. In due time, the hunter died, but the merit he had gained by fasting on Amalaki Ekadashi and hearing the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as well as by being forced to stay awake all night, made him eligible to be reborn as a great king, endowed with many chariots, elephants, horses, and soldiers. His name was Vasurath, the son of King Vidurath, and he ruled over the kingdom of Jayanti, King Vasurath. King Vasurath was strong and fearless, as effulgent as the sun, and as handsome as the moon. In strength, he was like Sri Vishnu, and in forgiveness, like the earth itself. Very charitable and ever truthful, King Vasurath always rendered loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Vishnu. He therefore became very well versed in Vedic knowledge. Always active in the affairs of state, he enjoyed taking excellent care of his subjects as though they were his own children. He disliked pride in anyone and would smash it when he saw it. He performed many kinds of sacrifices, and he always made certain that the needy in his kingdom received enough charity. One day, while hunting in the jungle, King Vasurath strayed from the footpath and lost his way. Wandering for some time and eventually growing weary, he paused beneath a tree, and using his arms as a pillow, fell asleep. As he slept, some barbarian tribesmen came upon him and, remembering their long-standing enmity towards the king, began discussing among themselves various ways to kill him. It is because he killed our fathers, mothers, brothers-in-law, grandsons, nephews, and uncles, that we are forced to aimlessly wander like so many madmen in the forest. The Great Rescue. So saying, they prepared to kill Vasurath with various weapons, including spears, swords, arrows, and mystic ropes. But none of these deadly weapons could even touch the sleeping king. And soon, the uncivilized, dog-eating tribesmen grew frightened. Their fear sapped their strength, and before long, they lost what little intelligence they had, and became almost unconscious with bewilderment and weakness. Suddenly, a beautiful woman appeared from the king's body, startling the aborigines. Decorated with many ornaments, emitting a wonderful fragrance, wearing an excellent garland around her neck, her eyebrows drawn in a mood of fierce anger, and her fiery red eyes ablaze. She looked like death personified. With her blazing chakra discus, she quickly killed all the tribal hunters who had tried to slay the sleeping king. Just then, the king awoke, and seeing all the dead tribesmen lying around him, he was astonished. He wondered, "These are all great enemies of mine. Who has slain them so violently? Who is my benefactor?" At that very moment, he heard a voice from the sky. "You asked that who helped you? Well, who is that person who alone can help anyone in distress? He is none other than Lord Sri Keshava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He who saves all who take shelter of him without any selfish motive." Upon hearing these words, King Vasurath became overwhelmed with love for the personality of Godhead, Sri Keshava, Lord Sri Krishna. He returned to his capital city and ruled there like a second Lord Indra, king of heavenly regions, without any obstacles at all. Conclusion. Therefore, O King Mandhata, the Venerable Vasishtha Muni concluded, anyone who observes this holy Amalaki Ekadashi will undoubtedly attain the supreme abode of Lord Vishnu. So great is the religious merit earned from the observance of this most sacred fast day. Thus ends the narration of the glories of Falgun Shukla Ekadashi, or Amalaki Ekadashi, from Brahmand Purana. Note, if the Amalaki tree isn't available, then worship the sacred Tulsi tree. Also, plant the sacred Tulsi seeds and offer lamps to her. Hare Krishna. This was the narration for the glories of Amalaki Ekadashi.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.